Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. As regular listeners know, I occasionally clean out the scraps from my Hiles File storage bin and compile them into a single Hiles Files. These are usually ideas too insubstantial to blow up into a full-size segment, but just persuasive enough to keep me from discarding them outright. It is the middle of spring, so I'll just treat this like my spring cleaning. I had a cousin write me recently, and he signed off the email with the phrase, "Just because you are paranoid does not mean they aren't out to get you." Tate is a bit of a card, and he enjoys dropping lines like that in our exchanges. I've heard that expression before and actually have spent some time pondering it. My conclusion is that they are not out to get me, because if they were, they could have gotten me with very little effort a long time ago. Using a similar formula, I have always concluded that mankind must not ever crack the whole time travel thing, because we would have changed a few things by now if that ever became possible in the future. You know what eating turkey bacon does for me? Makes me wish I had bacon. A few months ago, our dumpster had aged to the point that we had to ask the city for a new one. We quickly received a replacement. You know you are a suburbanite when you and your wife have a conversation at the dinner table about how much the two of you like the new dumpster. In a couple of recent Hiles Files, I have opined on the bad rap complaining gets. I also talked about the things we say when someone complains about a physical ailment or a difficult situation that they are dealing with. We often tell these folks about other people who have it worse, I assume, as a way of offering perspective. My sister Catherine has an interesting take on that tactic. She said she knows that her friends are trying to make her feel better, but hearing about the travails of others doesn't work. That's terrible, she would say. My situation is still the same, but now I feel bad for them, too. Speaking of verbalizing unfortunate things that have happened to me, my wife Anna recently walked out to the garage to discover that our freezer had malfunctioned. Its entire contents had thawed and had been melting and sliding out onto the floor of the garage for 3 days. The resultant bloody carnage resembled something from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I actually joked to my wife while carrying cooler after cooler of ruined meat to the dumpster that it felt like we were trying to dispose of the bodies from some unspeakable act. Besides the nasty cleanup, there is a great sense of loss that comes with tossing out that much food. I think that's enough for now. The bits of paper I scratch out these ideas on will quickly begin to accumulate once again. As always, I very much appreciate your indulgence of my periodic clearinghouse. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.